Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hey everyone, it's Ariana. I hope you're having a wonderful day so far. Today I get to share with you Ashley Carr's devotional, which she has entitled Pushing Through the Messiness. She writes, "As a teacher, I love for everything in my class to be in its place. My materials, my lesson plans, my schedule, my reading list, you name it. I want it to be perfect. I strive so hard to have everything as perfect as it can be, but as you can imagine, COVID-19 threw a complete wrench in my perfectly organized teaching world and made me try new things all over again every day. At times, last year reminded me of my first year of teaching, where I was figuratively smacked in the face with my inexperience and inadequacy. So often that first year at the end of the day, I'd feel like there was no way I could get up the next morning and face the inadequacy I knew I'd be displaying. But I still got up every morning. I had to consistently push through the messiness that was my inadequate self. And it was because I realized that the good things that come from teaching just couldn't be otherwise. This kind of pushing through the messiness that I experienced reminded me of a kind of messiness seen in David in Psalm 132. If you've spent any time studying the life of David, you know that his life was messy. His faith was messy, his relationships were messy. In short, he just frequently didn't have it together. And yet, he's called a man after God's own heart. In fact, it's in Psalm 132 that I think we see the interplay of these two disparate Davids. On the one hand, David passionately asserts that he won't even sleep until he builds a temple for God to dwell in. On the other, he brazenly declares to God that he's going to do for him, "All right, God, this is how things are going to go down." It's clear David desperately wants to do something to honor God, but the way in which he goes about it in this psalm doesn't necessarily scream reverent. What's interesting is that God doesn't seem to have any problem with David's approach or attitude. Sure, he doesn't give David the opportunity to do what he wants, but he actually gives him something better, a legacy that will live on way beyond the lifespan of any temple. So let's take a moment to learn from David. He came to God and maybe asserted himself in a way that was not quite right, but ultimately God doesn't care about how we come to join him, just what we do. If we wait to go to him until we have everything in its place, our life, our sin, our heart, then we're going to miss out on the things that God wants to give. And that's what I love about David. I love how he shows us that even the most broken and messy amongst us can come before the throne of God. I hope you have a wonderful day, everyone. Know you're loved.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.